Page 28, measure number 24-389, Kaiser Fire District, referred to the people by the district board. Kaiser Rural Fire Protection District General Obligation Bond. Question, shall the district issue general obligation bonds not to exceed $6,220,000? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if approved, this measure would provide funds for capital costs including purchase firefighting equipment and apparatus, purchase emergency response vehicles and equipment, including ambulances, refurbish and renovate firefighting equipment and apparatus, and purchase emergency communications equipment and pay the costs of bond issuance. The bonds would mature not later than 20 years and 6 months, or 20 and a half years, from the date of issuance. Under this structure, property owners are estimated to pay an average of 14 cents per $1,000 of assessed value each year. The estimated annual average cost would be $14 per $100,000 of taxable assessed value. The actual cost may vary depending upon interest rates, assessed value growth, and other factors. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate. Explanatory statement. The Kaiser Fire District provides emergency medical services, fire suppression and prevention, specialized rescue, and hazmat services to approximately 37,000 citizens in a 10.5-square-mile area known as Kaiser Fire District. KFD serves the city of Kaiser as well as unincorporated portions of Marion County. Services for the fire district are provided by career firefighters, paramedics, and 40 volunteer members along with your 5 members, publicly elected, board of directors who oversee all of Kaiser Fire District policies, budget expenditures, and management of the Kaiser Fire District. The board of directors for Kaiser Fire District voted unanimously to place this measure before the voters for the purpose of purchasing fire trucks, ambulances, and emergency equipment as further described below. What does this measure call for? The last 20-year bond measure approved by the voters in 1996 will be paid off in February 2016. The previous bond funds were used to pay for the Kaiser Fire District headquarters station located at 661 Shemawa Road, east of River Road, in Kaiser. This would be a new 20.5-year bond to pay for replacement of aging fire trucks, ambulances, and emergency equipment. If approved, this measure would provide funds for capital purchases and costs, including purchase firefighting equipment and apparatus, purchase emergency response vehicles and equipment, including ambulances, refurbish and renovate firefighting equipment and apparatus, and purchase emergency communications equipment, purchase rescue tools and emergency medical equipment, and pay the costs of bond issuance. The bonds would mature not later than 20 years and 6 months, or 20.5 years, from the date of issuance. Under this structure, property owners are estimated to pay an average of 14 cents per thousand of assessed value each year. The actual cost may vary depending upon interest rates, assessed value growth, and other factors. The estimated cost for this measure is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate. What would be the cost to a typical homeowner? The measure is estimated to cost taxpayers 14 cents per thousand of assessed value each year. For the owner of a home or property, the estimated annual cost would be $14 per $100,000 of taxable assessed value. Jeff Cowan, Kaiser Fire Chief, Kaiser Fire District. No arguments were submitted in opposition to measure 24-389. Page 29, an argument in favor of 24-389. The Kaiser Fire District Board of Directors asks you to please support the Kaiser Fire District bond measure to replace our aging fire trucks ambulances, and emergency equipment. Hello, Kaiser Fire District. The need is urgent. Some of our rescue and fire equipment is over 20 years old. Some equipment has over 150,000 miles on it. There are specific details in other parts of this voter's pamphlet. I encourage you to read the pamphlet. The cost to maintain the old equipment is high and growing larger each year. Generally speaking, we need ambulances, fire engines, support vehicles, updated rescue and communication equipment to keep the fire district running at peak capacity. The Kaiser Fire Board of Directors, past and present, would like to thank you for your support in providing emergency services to our Kaiser community. The past boards discussed the need for new equipment with our citizen advisory panel. The current board has been in these discussions as well. Your Kaiser Fire Board of Directors decided it was important to pay off the station bond that built our fire station prior to asking the fire district members for additional tax money for equipment. Support of this bond is insurance. Your fire district will be able to respond to your emergency in 6 minutes or less. Your support of us in the past to fund emergency response staffing has been implemented. Now we need your vote to provide for the equipment to get staff to your home in the event of your emergency. Please join me in voting yes on the Kaiser Fire District Emergency Equipment Bond Measure. Sincerely yours, Joe Van Meter, Kaiser Fire District Board President. This information furnished by Joe Van Meter. Also on page 29, another argument in favor. Citizens Advisory Committee and Kaiser Fire Budget Committee urge you to vote yes for Kaiser Fire Bond Measure. Serving as a member of the Citizens Advisory Committee, Budget Committee, and now as the Vice President of the Board of Directors, I have observed firsthand the strategic planning process followed by the Kaiser Fire District. The current plan began in 2010, and periodic updates have been made since then. The emergency fire equipment part of the plan was fully vetted with the Citizens Advisory Committee in February of this year. That select group of Kaiser residents, representing a cross-section of the community, supported the plan to seek voter approval of a re-equipment bond to pay for new emergency equipment. The tax rate would be 14 cents per thousand of assessed valuation. Approval of the fire equipment bond will take care of the equipment needed in the district as outlined in the strategic plan for the next 20 years. The district's ambulances are, on average, 12 years old with an average of 155,000 miles. The cost of keeping them on the road has become very expensive. With the current station bond levy ending in February 2016, any change in homeowner property taxes will be minimal. The benefit will be a significant enhancement to service levels and the ability to more effectively respond to the growth in calls for services. With my background in financial management and strategic planning for organizations with million-dollar budgets, my focus has been on the wise financial stewardship of the organization's resources. The Kaiser Fire District has this same focus. So whether they call them fire trucks or engines, medic units or ambulances, the need to address this aging fleet is real and is deserving of your support. Please join me in voting yes on the emergency equipment bond measure for the Kaiser Fire District. Chet Patterson, Vice President, Kaiser Fire District. This information furnished by Chester Patterson. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.